Spring has sprung, and big savings are in full bloom at Menards. Visit Menards Garden Center for everything you need to get your garden growing. Choose from hundreds of beautiful, colorful flowers, lush trees and shrubs, and everything in between. Menards Garden Center is back in bloom. Stop in today to get your garden on. Check out fresh deals happening now at Menards.
Save big money at Menards.
ESPN 97.5 and ESPN 92.5. Presented by Zadok Jewelers, KFNC and KFNC HD2, Mont Bellevue, Houston. You're listening to The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 92.5.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
All right, welcome back on ESPN 97.5, 713-780-3776. Nothing really on anything to report on the Texans front? Is there anything that we need to talk about? Okay, so I was on with Sarah Spain and Jason Fitzpatrick.
Fitzsimmons,
same thing. And
what does his band used to be?
He was
a musician.
Yeah, he was with the, I don't want to say Dixie Chicks.
No.
First, now they're just called the Chicks.
Yeah.
But no, you think Jason Fitzsimmons was in
the... Is it
the...
Jason?
He was a backup? He was a violin player for him.
You're just making that up.
No. Was it Dixie Chicks or was it some country?
The band Perry.
His name is just Jason Fitz, by the way. It's not Fitzsimmons or Fitzpatrick.
It used to be. He dropped it to
be cooler
because
and
they
radio.
Were embarrassed to be Irish when they came over. You don't think it? What do you think it was? You think it when his family
it was
came over? Do you think
it's Fitzgerald?
He was never known as a Fitzsimmons or a Fitzpatrick.
No, he was at some point. I guarantee you, when he was born.
Nah, that's unlikely.
Yeah, probably.
It's like when John was John Grant.
Yeah, right.
But he wasn't born with that name.
No.
Yeah, that's pretty much the same thing. Anyway, so I was on with them, and they were adamant that Deshaun has to be traded.
What was their reasoning?
I was confused on the whole J.J. Watt thing and why they didn't trade him. Why would you not trade J.J. Watt as opposed to what they're doing now?
Well, what we talked about a bit because it happened during the show. If you are the Texans, are you allowing J.J. Watt, the quote-unquote good soldier, to go where he chooses?
Well, that's it. You're doing that, but you're hurting your football. You could J.J., where do you want to go? We'll make a trade for you.
And also, J.J. Watt, his contract and what he produced, what is the team willing to give him?
Wait a minute, but the thought is he's going to get paid.
But here's the
his deal was $17 million.
I think it will be a little less than that.
Well, but listen, do you want J.J. Watt? And some people think it's going to be more than $17 million.
I don't think so. Usually, when you have 1 year left and it's that much.
Oh, COVID.
It was going to be a lot.
That's still a thing.
Yes.
You weren't going to be like a lot of people just wait for him to get cut. They're not. You trade for him, you have to trade for that.
Sorry, John. You're next.
No, I'm good. You've already had it. I had it. I'm vaccinated. You're good. But seriously, like, no one's taken on that contract for 1 year. We've talked about it before. Oh, if you knew you were going to get a deal done.
No, but you can redo a deal.
But if you're a team, you just say.
You can redo the deal.
If you're a team, you just get to his agent and say, look.
Okay, JJ, how about this? 2 years, 30. You can change it.
They can. You can't.
Yes, right. They can change it.
But then JJ has to tell you, this is where I'm going for sure.
Well, that's right. Okay.
And then they say, if we have all the leverage here, we're not giving you anything.
Right. Well, no. You don't, behind the scenes, Lance, you can play the game. JJ, hey, you can call the Browns. You can call the Packers. You can call the Steelers. You can call them all. But in the end, he wants to go to the Browns. Okay. So we're going to work the deal as best we can with the Browns.
Yeah. I have to check and see if you can just change a pre-existing contract, completely tear it up.
Not tear it up. You say
no.
Well, you can redo a deal anytime.
Yeah, but they want to do a structure from the entire. If you want to do a 3-year deal, you structure it in such a way that you change the money. I know we've got Nally listening. I'm curious if you can just change the structure of a pre-written deal if you're not the team. If you're not the team that originally
did it.
Become
the team that he's traded to, and then you redo his deal.
But why are you giving J.J. Watt $30 million over 2 years?
Well, the thought is J.J.'s going to catch some money.
But why?
I don't know.
Because he's still a pretty damn good player.
But you're paying him elite money? He's not an elite player anymore.
No, he's not.
Why would any team... Look, all the teams who are looking to add J.J., I'm assuming they're going to have salary cap issues because that's just how it is when you're competing for a title.
Well, that's why the Browns are one of the favorites because they don't have salary cap
issues. But why are you
issues?
Giving a guy with... I know he's more than a sack guy, but a guy who's a freelancer and had 5 sacks a year. By the way, just one more than Whitten Merciless. $30 million over 2 years.
Well, whatever the case may be, whatever it is, you could say, okay, J.J., 25 over 2 years. We're redoing the 17.
I think he's getting a 3-year deal that will basically count for 2 years. I don't think it's going to be a crazy deal. I think it's going to be what I've always thought it was going to be. Wherever he went, if he liked it, if he had a chance to go there, he'd probably extend to a couple more years, make it more cap-friendly. But teams don't just give up picks. Like, they just value picks too much. I don't know that it was a lock that J.J. He might have gotten now. Ian Rappaport came out and said, J.J. was going to get a pick. Here's the thing. I don't know that it's as easy because he would have had to say, these are the only places I'm going. And if you trade me somewhere that I don't want to go, then I'll just retire. But the idea that J.J.'s young, he's still a young player. No, he's not.
Be 32 in March.
No. Nobody
he's going to be
young.
A 32-year-old.
A defensive lineman can last longer. But, however, at the top
not
of their
him.
Game, no, obviously not. And he's had injury issues as well. But the thought is, guys, he's going to get some money.
The thought by who? NFL people or media?
Yes, by media that have talked to NFL people.
Well, let's see.
That is going to be out there for him.
I think he's going to get Michael Brantley type money.
16.
I could see
232. 60,
but you got to have multiple people in the fight.
Well,
We'll see who can do it. So the salary cap floor is 180. They think the top end is going to be 185. You have to spend $180. There is going to be a salary cap hit. People's numbers are going lower. Guys are going to have to be cut around the league. So the salary cap crunch is going to be way, way tougher. One of the teams that's crunching is this. I think the Steelers and the Packers. The Packers for sure have salary issues. So the idea about him playing in Green Bay, that's really tough from a financial standpoint. I think the Steelers have an issue too. The Browns are open. I'm sure there was an agreement made that said you can't go to the Colts or anyone in our division if we're going to release you. I mean, you'd just be stupid not to say that.
Yeah.
I don't think there's any way Nick Caserio allows that to happen. By the way, I got some confirmation that Jack is definitely running things, so we don't have to worry. It's official.
Well,
Jack is running things. Nick Caserio is, in charge of the football stuff, but Jack is running the show.
Right, and one fish, two fish, red fish, blue fish.
He's tight with both the McNairs, Hannah and you better start paying attention to Hannah because as important as Cal should be, like John's important in the Granato household.
How so?
Not really.
But you also want to definitely pay close attention to Wendy.
The only way John is important, John's important is really for us, radio-wise. He's not that important in that house.
Not
John
house.
Is the cow.
No. I'm definitely second.
Wendy
he's
is
in a two-person house.
Definitely. He's a public face because he does this show, but he's not important in that house.
That's
what I'm
saying. Wendy is maybe the Hannah. That'll make it easier for you to
Cal?
Understand.
Is,
oh,
yes, and you're Cal.
Oh, boy.
No. You insulted him a little bit. You got a little out of order yourself.
Is Jack their spiritual advisor?
He's the...
For the McNair family?
He is the Yanni.
Mm. He's the Yanni?
Who's your spiritual advisor?
Why is Yanni your spiritual advisor?
Who's your spiritual advisor?
Oh.
Can't be Dane. It can't be Chad.
Isn't it an actual religious
Justin,
man?
Justin
why you keep
from
naming,
Black Horse?
Why you keep naming them those guys? Is Justin your spiritual advisor?
No. If it was, it'd be, the bodies hit the floor. Let the bodies hit the
that
floor.
That guy.
Who would your spiritual advisor be? Not Foxy.
No.
Wouldn't it be a guy who actually does that, the church thing, for a living?
Oh.
Yes, that would be
maybe
West.
Maybe your own son?
That's West. Oh, JT.
Okay.
Yeah.
Their own son is their
there it is.
I feel better about that.
Yeah.
So if I were to tell you, the Jack is in good.
I'm not putting JT on Jack Easterby.
Insulting.
No, it's like a good Jack Easterby.
Which,
no. JT Easterby. JT Easterby.
Yeah, but Jack, if he was just doing spiritual stuff, not if he was running a football team, that Jack apparently people like, I guess.
Yeah, JT's got more football experience than Jack Easterby does. So that's actually
that
the truth.
That is true.
Your spiritual advisor has way more football knowledge and experience.
And should be running.
He'd have a better shot.
Asked which one I would rather have running the Texans, it'd be JT.
So let me ask you this question.
I'd rather have Snacks running the Texans than Jack Easterby.
He'd just say everyone's terrible. And he'd be right in this particular instance. But he said, he didn't go anything. So if I were to tell you that, would it be a crazy thing for me to tell you that the Jack is in good with Hannah in terms of being a spiritual advisor and all that stuff? Now, this is one of the rumors out there, and that she's the one who tells Cal, like Cal just wants to go along to get along, make everything happy. Doesn't that make a lot of sense to you?
Oh, that's probably how it's set up.
It's probably exactly how it's set up, where it's like, I just want her to be happy. Are you going to fire Jack? Am I firing Jack? Nope. I'm not going to fire Jack. Right? Nope. We're not firing Jack. That actually makes way more sense than Cal. Like, yeah, I could see Cal being tricked, obviously. But if you trick both of them, or if you are in with both of them good, how do you survive? You can't survive this kind of thing unless there's another force at play.
Let me ask you this. When Jack Easterby went on that Monday after the season ended to Cal's house and they prayed together.
I've heard they prayed on a lot of stuff before.
Yeah, they prayed. Okay.
On a regular basis.
They prayed together.
Yeah.
Was Hannah in the room? And not only in the room, did
Hannah say... I don't know that for a fact, but I'll be willing to bet.
Did Hannah say, all right, Cal, get on the plane and go get him?
I'd be willing. After my discussion this weekend, I'd be willing to bet a lot of money.
See, I don't even think it was that severe. It'd been like, well, after praying, God has said, we come to God through prayer, and God has said, Nick is the guy. I don't think she's like, hey, dummy, get on the plane. I think
I think Hannah said.
That's what I'm saying. I don't think she was like, hey, dumbass, get on the plane. I think it was like they came to a conclusion.
No, she didn't say dumbass. She said,
I'll stay here with the kids. I'm doing that for entertainment.
But I'm running the show.
The dumbass thing is for entertainment purposes. What I'm saying is I don't think it was simply, hey, get on the plane. It was like through consultation with Jack and God, Nick is the guy. And they've all came to that conclusion together.
Yeah.
And then they made the decision to go get him.
Right. Well, my question is, was Hannah in the room?
Yes.
You think Cal's doing all that stuff without her around?
And then Nick Cassera's like, I want to... No, it wasn't Nick Cassera. It was Jamie Roots. I want to be in the room where it happens. He was the one who was playing Aaron Burr and Leslie Odom singing, I want to be in the room where it happens, which is all about Aaron Burr wanting to be there. But instead, it Jamie was Roots Alexander Hamilton was the one who was in the room. And Aaron Burr just wanted to be in the room where it happens. So did Jamie. And when Jamie couldn't, instead of, you know... shooting Hamilton, Jack Easterby, he just said, okay, you know what? I resign. I'm not having a gun duel. I'm not going to shoot this guy. I'm not going to have, you know, my name besmirched. I'm just going to bolt, and I'm going to resign, and I'll have 20 years under my belt with the Texans, and so be it.
Hmm.
Did you were here when Jamie resigned, right?
I don't think so.
I think you were. It might have been your last day.
So when you did... You'll notice that he didn't say anything. He had nothing to say about it. He said the business side has never been in better shape.
Yep.
But nothing about football side, and definitely he thanked the McNairs. Nothing on the way about, you know, hey, shout out to Easterby. You've really made your mark here. He should have dropped something. He should have said, and also want to give a special shout out, not thanks, a special shout out to Jack Easterby, who's had a huge impact on every facet of the Texans. Just leave it at that. That would have been the most baller move if Jamie could have got that off.
All right, 914 ESPN 97.5 713-780-377. Why are we watching T.Y. Hilton run past Texans cornerbacks?
Because those are his career highlights. If they're talking about him, what else would they be putting on TV?
That's right. No. All right, taking a break. Don't go anywhere. Come on in.
You're listening to ESPN 97.5.
I don't blame it, Don.
You're listening to The Bench
on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 92.5.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
Okay, 713-780-3776. Astros are spring training starting. Spring training is underway, people. Their pitchers and catchers are there, and they're starting to send us some. And we're going to be getting some sound from them every day, and we'll see if we can't. We'll try and relay that to you, some of the stuff that's going on. Not a lot of drama in the Astros organization right now. I'm pretty sure the starting rotation is set, although the order is not set. But we know who the starters are going to be, as long as they're Framber, Greinke, Urquidy, Javier, and McCullers. And we'll see what order they all come out in. The bullpen, the biggest question is going to be who's the closer going to be. It's probably it's going to be closer by committee. It's going to be Presley, Baez, Anoli, Paredes, one game. It's going to be Brian Abreu. It's going to be, who knows, it maybe Taylor, maybe a scrub. We'll see.
Can you finally put some respect on his name? Andre Scrub.
Scrub.
No. Say a scrub then, at least.
He's a scrub.
No, just say scrub. That doesn't sound respectful, but... Just say scrub. If he wants to keep his name that, or Scrub Simmons, he could take some of that Fitzsimmons that Simmons dropped off and put Simmons on his Scrub Simmons.
Look, John is being very disrespectful.
No, I'm not.
It's not a scrub. It's scrub. And fine, people can make
what's his first initial?
A.
No,
you don't say that. You say either his first name or you say scrub. When we talk about James Harden, his first initial is J. We don't go J. Harden. We don't do that.
What's it? Jarden.
We don't
Jay.
No, we don't.
I call him Jay all
then
the time.
If it's Jay, then why not A?
A. Well, Jay or Ja. Ja Morant. No. What is Ja Morant?
It's Ja, because that's his actual name.
Right. Same thing.
No, you're being disrespectful. Very much so.
I see it as a scrub. But
do you
okay.
say? Did you right, say a Johnson?
Potato.
Did you when it was Andre Johnson? Did you ever say a Johnson on
never.
The sideline?
Never.
Your sideline
There's
reporter?
A Johnson.
Never.
Here comes a Johnson.
He never did that. Such a liar.
A Johnson. Here comes a Johnson.
He could make a joke out
Which
of that,
one?
Too.
Tank? Or Ted Johnson? No.
So the infield is set, right? I mean, we know that is.
Yeah.
We know who the designated hitter is. We know if Brantley is in left.
Yeah.
We know the Tucker's in right. Center field.
Tucker may be in center.
Probably not if it's Miles Straw.
No. Well, if it's Miles,
the fastest human being in the world.
I don't think Aledmys Diaz is a full-time starter, but He's you not, could catch some Diaz out there. You could catch him. I've heard they want to play.
Diaz will probably rest Brantley.
So Gurriel could also be out there, too, somewhere. Preferably in left, and then I guess Brantley in right, but I've never seen Brantley playing right here. I don't know that's a killer.
Brantley's
but.
Just in left.
But Yuli, they don't want Yuli to be just a DH. Richard Justice said they want to use that position
Yuli
to give.
It's not the DH. Yordan's the DH.
I mean, I didn't mean to say Yuli. It's Yordan is what I was talking about. So Yordan is who I meant in left. I keep saying Yuli. Yordan in left and Brantley in right. But Richard
or
Justice said.
You arrest Brantley or Brantley DHs.
Right. Exactly. Because he said Yordan, he does not see Yordan as a full time DH because they want to use that as a resting mechanism.
Yeah.
And he made it sound like they'd love to use it for Altuve. And guys, they want to give a day off.
Yeah, that's
they
where
give him a day off from fielding,
that's
but not
where Diaz goes in. Diaz goes in to third. Diaz goes in, I don't know about short, but you move Bregman over to short and Diaz plays third. You know, there's a lot of Diaz can play first. There's a lot of different ways you can use Diaz. Diaz can play left sometimes too. So Diaz stays as a utility guy. But Straw. I don't know that Straw wins the job. There's another guy named Chaz McCormick. He had an 813 OPS in AAA. He defensively played 54 games in center field without committing an error. So we'll see if Chaz McCormick. But the one that's really intriguing is Pedro León. He is probably their most excited. Have you seen video of this kid?
Yeah.
Holy.
The young bomber.
Out of Cuba.
Yep.
Yeah. Wow. He is a monster.
The question is he ready yet?
He hit 15 homers in 33 games before defecting from Cuba. Just 22 years old. Limited pro ball experience. So, I don't know. Well, it's in the top league. It's the Cuban National Series, the top league in the country. That's what Yuli was playing in. That's what Yuli's brother was playing in. I don't know, man. I would want, you know what?
15 homers and 128 at-bats.
Throw him out there. Holy crap. He's a monster.
1,200 OPS.
That might be, you know what? Luno found Yordan. This might be Click's find.
Might be.
Holy crap. Would that be sweet if this guy came on like Yordan did?
He went from 6 and almost the same amount of a few more plate appearances. You know, 31 more plate appearances. No, 22 more, 23 more plate appearances. He went from 6 home runs to 15 home runs. Went from 20 strikeouts and 4 walks to 26 and 16. People are pitching around him a little bit more. Maybe his eyes a little bit better. Yeah, no, he's an exciting addition. I don't know that the Astros are going to be in a big hurry to get him up right away.
I don't know.
Oh, I know. No, it's pretty.
I'm looking.
No, I saw this.
I'm
it's
looking
pretty.
At this dude going, holy crap, why would you not put him up there?
Well, he
played
in
the Cuban National Series.
Right, but you still want to make sure. I mean, Yordan didn't come right to the bigs. You still
no.
want to
no.
You still want to have guys get some seasoning and learn to see different types of
pitches.
I want
them to play right now. Okay,
well, I know
you tell
do.
Me you want
you're
him
Johnny
or Miles Straw.
You're Johnny Patience.
Okay, Tim Purpura. All right. You know, you go ahead with Miles Straw. I'll take Pedro León.
You're going to ruin him like Darryl Ward? They brought him right up super early.
Darryl Ward wasn't ruined. He's one of the great Astros of all time.
Mm-mm.
Wait, Darryl Ward.
You're going to ruin him like.
Do you going to compare this dude to
Luke
Darryl
Scott?
Ward?
You're going to ruin him like
Darryl
Luke Scott?
Gut?
You're going to ruin him like all those guys that. What you do is you do what Hunsicker used to do and what Drayton used to do. Wait until they're about 26, 28.
Okay.
Wait, do like you did with Georgie. Wait until he's about 27.
How about we?
And then you bring him up.
Pedro León, isn't he already that age?
Yeah.
Yeah, the
he's
22. Already,
he's 22.
That's a fair
chance. By the way, he's still younger than that dude on than Juan Soto. He's still younger than him. Older than him. He's still older than Juan Soto.
Oh, I think he's older than...
Who Juan Soto was the greatest player in Major League history just 2 years ago.
Juan Soto or from the Yankees.
Oh, my God. Yeah. Gleyber.
Yeah. Gleyber, Torres. Those guys are 17 and 16, Soto and him, respectively.
It's amazing what they did.
León is... Okay, so he's 22.
Which
yeah.
really means his he's
birthday's,
28.
His birthday's in May.
Which means he's 28.
That's what I'm saying. His birthday's in May. By the time the season starts, he'll be 23. But he's 23 in Cuban years.
Right. No.
And he's not but he's
I don't know if you
Dominican
heard.
Cuban.
Young guys come up now.
I mean, more than likely, he's at least, I shouldn't say more than likely, there's a chance he's 25.
Yeah.
We're going to hold this guy back when Fernando Tatis just signed a $340 million deal at 22.
22.
Yeah, let's talk about this.
$340 million.
This is blatantly stupid. The Padres are so desperate to put a ring
smartest,
on it.
It's going to be the smartest
for
move ever.
For 14 years?
Well, gee, he's only 22, though.
If this guy gets hurt at all or isn't the same player. Now, he looks like he's going to be a great player. Let's say he's a great player for the next 9 years.
Yeah.
You got 5 years of $150, $160 burning your ass up that's guaranteed. There's such a low percentage chance that he's that kick-ass for that long.
Problem is
that is the longest contract ever.
He did get hurt his rookie year, and it was a back, which is not
back injuries go away.
No, never. Which was just 2 years. What wasn't last year? It was the year before. He's only got 2 years in the bigs. What they did was they now
this is literally like you're so scared. Like it. This is the equivalent, and I just want you to and earmuff this one. This is there's a 10. There is an absolute stone cold 10 who says she wants to go home with you. And she came on to you, and you're like, wow. And then you had this incredible night, and then the next day you wake up, and you're like, you immediately go, and you buy a diamond that you can't possibly afford. You have to get, you have to put it on, like, oh, spread it over 4 credit cards, and you take out a loan on your home, and you say, will you marry me? And she's like, yes, I will. Well, thanks for this ring.
Well, and on top of that, you just proposed to Miss Machado and gave her a gigantic ring you couldn't afford.
This is a team that is acting like a desperate boyfriend who has been together for 3 months and is like, I think we need to get married. I think this is what, because, and then you said, okay, well, do you want me to sign a, because I know you got a lot of money, would you like for me to sign a prenup? No. We want you to take not only half, we want to give you 70%.
Who will hate their deal more from the team perspective? The Blue Jays gave George Springer 22. It goes over the from 31 to 36. Which deal will play out better for the team? Tatis making 24 something from his 31 to 36 years, or Blue Jays and Springer making that around that
amount?
How
do you compare them?
You got to... Well, yeah, because one's 14 years and one's 6.
Yeah, but let's say Tatis doesn't have the problems you're suggesting. Let's say he's a good player till 30. A really good one.
Then you win.
Then you win, right?
Then you win.
Even if the next 5-6 years are...
But he's not going to fall off at 30.
That's what I'm saying.
How old was Albert Pujols when he got his deal? And the Angels almost immediately regretted it.
Well, Albert Pujols was...
Yeah.
He was also a juicy... Juicer.
Says you.
Yeah.
Albert Pujols signed with the Angels when he was 32 years old.
Yeah.
How old is he now?
He's 41? 44.
That was a dumb deal.
Yeah. Tatis is 22.
He's still playing.
Yeah. He's still got money on that
contract
deal.
Is still going. But they would have been done with that contract years ago. They would have said, ugh, gross.
Yeah.
This is the first time we've never seen anything like this, right? I mean, it's just 14 years. This is absolutely, if he plays 8 good years, they end up getting crushed.
Well, honestly, for as long as he's healthy, they're going to come out on the better end for the next.
Yeah.
They're only paying that guy 24.
Dude, he's only 22. He's got a lot of good years left in him.
Per year. What are they paying him per year?
24.
Yeah.
I mean, at the end of that deal, he might be a huge bargain.
Do you know Albert Pujols? What do you think Albert Pujols' OPS was last year?
But it's last year.
No, I know. He was 40 years old.
40 years old.
40 years old.
He only played,
he played in 39 games.
665. But they got some good years out of Albert Pujols.
Look at his OPS with the Angels. No, they didn't.
Yeah, they did.
He had one year where his OPS was over 800.
He had 4 years over 100 RBIs. He's had and one at 93. He's had 30, 17, 28, 40, 31.
Look at his OPS, though. Seriously.
No, right.
He had 1 year over 800. Yeah. It was the first year he came.
Yes.
It was over 767, 790, 787.
It's all in the 700.
In other words, he either had a home run or nothing.
Now, they were forced to play him because, they're paying him, but it wasn't like he just missed time. It wasn't like an injury thing. He played quite a bit for his age, certainly.
Listen, you that can't compare the two deal. Deals. No. It's 30, given a 32-year-old
No, but
deal.
You can deal, but this might be a Pedro Martinez deal. You can't compare because nobody ever doesn't take advantage of the clock.
Right.
This is the most desperate thing.
No, that's not true. That's not true. Boston did it.
Atlanta did it too, right? With the shortstop.
Yeah.
They were one of the only teams.
With Nomar.
They were one of the only teams. But they didn't do it like this.
No.
They gave him a shorter-term deal. If you are going to give him this kind of money, you at least get 4 years out of the deal of club control. At least 4 years. And then you give him the mega deal.
How much would Tatis cost as a free agent? At the end, when he's out of team control, how much would he have cost, considering what he is?
We'll see what happens to the cap.
He'll be 30.
In baseball.
He'll be 30. Yeah, he'll be a 30 guy. And they're giving it to him on the front end is all they're doing.
Yeah, but it doesn't make sense.
It doesn't make sense
this early because they're spending money they don't have to spend.
Right.
Like no other baseball people, I think, would ever do this.
Again, not if he's going to be a 35-a-year player. a 35. And guess what's going to happen? It's going to keep on going up. He might be a 40-year player. You're getting him for 24. You're saving 16 a year. You're losing that on the front end, but you may be making that on the back end.
And you love
yeah, but
your
that's
guy.
When he's not as good.
But it,
no. Wow, he might be great at 29 and 30. George Springer was
maybe.
I mean, there's
the,
a lot
but
of guys.
But the point is, you could have still had a couple years, well, at least 2 years of club control where you're not paying him. You could have saved seven.
Again,
you could have saved 60 million.
You're paying him 24 when he's 29 years old. You made that money up and then some.
But what about the
why has no one ever done this in? If this is such a great money making scheme for the team,
because nobody's had Tatis.
Because this is incredibly dangerous.
Well, but the other thing is
incredibly speculative.
Isn't the other thing is Tatis could be a Yankee? Now he won't be.
No,
now
he's
because you're desperate.
Locked up
yeah,
forever.
He couldn't have been a Yankee for a long time.
Yeah, but will you let him become
years,
a free agent?
Years.
I know that's a long time. You still could have made an offer that's crazy 3 years down the road,
or you just
said we'll give you $40 million
a
year.
What are you doing now? We got to take a break. 9:33 ESPN 97.5.
You're listening to ESPN 97.5.
You're listening to The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 92.5.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
9:36 ESPN.
I bet Dell hadn't seen it.
Have you seen The Governor?
The what?
The Governor.
No.
G-U-V-N-O-R.
The Governor.
No. The Governor. Holy crap, dude. You got to watch it.
It's a documentary
made
by...
Have you seen Lock, Stock, and Two Smoking Barrels?
I can't say I've seen the entire thing, no.
That's
the
awesome.
The entire thing? How could you take your eyes off it?
You should.
I'm sure I caught
it was
like
actually,
4 minutes of it at some point.
Guy Ritchie, that was one of the most...
That was awesome.
...well-shot movies. At that time, he was doing things other people didn't do. But, so one of the guys in Lock, Stock, and Two Smoking Barrels is Barry the Baptist. Barry the Baptist is a collector. He's an enforcer for one of the bad guys. And his real name is Lenny McLean. And Lenny McLean was a badass.
In real life.
In England. He was a hard man. They call him hard men. He was hard in London. And, you know, just liked to fight. And he was a bouncer and all this stuff. But the nickname, the Governor, that's the guy in charge. That's the toughest guy. And so anyway, he had a reputation for cleaning up, you know, messes and bars. He was a bouncer. If you even saw him walk down the stairs at a club, you knew that that club was off. You could not act a fool. And you know all the hooligans in London. So anyway, his son made a documentary about his dad coming up and everything. And they've got footage with the two. It turns out he had a fight for who was going to be the governor, him or this guy who got out of prison who was a former boxer.
That was a badass.
Pretty Boy Sam Shaw or something like that. And in both of the videos that we saw, those guys fought three times. But Sam Shaw beat some other guy up and started kicking him
in the face.
And throwing the ref to the side.
Lenny did the same thing when the guy headbutted him first.
Yeah.
Remember that? And then
bang, the guy beat the snot out of him. Yeah.
And then the guy's on the ground and he's kicking him and he's punching him still while he's on the ground. It took five guys to get him off him.
Yeah. And so they show, Lenny McLean, his, you know, move up the ranks as tough guy. Like he was on TV shows. Lenny McLean joins us today. He's known as the Governor. And so let's talk for a second about, do you ever beat your children like this? Do you ever like, no, I'm a lovable mate. Rah, rah, rah. And he's like really nice dad, but would literally, they said he was extraordinarily violent if violent was needed.
They said he had over 2,000 fights. And one time he said the guys were acting up in the bar and he broke five jaws. You got to watch this. It's called The Governor, G-U-V-N-O-R. It is a great doc. Great doc. But you got to put the subtitles on, though. You can't understand a thing.
Oh no! You got to
have subtitles.
Hard subtitles, and then also
I ended up reading the whole thing because I can't understand anything.
That's on Prime, and then another one I'm watching. I don't think you'd like it. I bet you Dell's watches just because he's watched a lot of stuff. Have you seen Search Party?
I've seen episodes from season one. I haven't seen anything since.
I'm staying on it. I'm gonna finish it out. Four seasons. My wife's like, "Why are you still watching this?" It has its moments. It's kind of, there's some funny stuff.
Yeah, it has one of the, what I forgot what she was in.
Maybe
before.
She was in Arrested Development.
She was in Arrested Development. Yeah.
Yeah, she's only 31. I would have thought,
child actor.
She was 14 when she was playing like 16.
Yeah.
That's weird to play up in age.
Yeah.
It's usually the other
what
way around.
What is Search Party? What's it?
Hey, just, it's not, it. You don't need to do
don't
it.
Don't worry about
it,
John.
Tell
it's
you're
not
going to love it.
A bunch of hipster stuff you're not going to be interested in.
Yeah, you're not going to. Yeah.
How do you think Tatis' contract will affect Correa? I don't think it's 24. It's actually 24 a year. It's not that.
Yeah, but length of contract.
This is
our guy has been hurt a lot.
This is just like the Mahomes deal. Not a smart deal. Not a good deal at all for the player.
Hold on a second. It's all guaranteed though. Hold on a second. If Carlos Correa says, "Hey, you know what? That's a great idea. I just want 12 years though. I'll take 25 at 12."
Carlos Correa's not as young as he is.
No, but he says, yeah, but I'm not taking as many years.
No, they're not going to do that. No.
10 years, $25 million a
year.
Especially
with the market that's going to be out there. There are more guys. There's
Come
Corey
on.
Seegers and there's
10
all
years,
kinds of-
25. For you to act like this couldn't have an impact on the on what teams ask for, all I think our players ask for.
Oh, yeah. Well,
why wouldn't you ask for 10, 25?
How many Mahomes deals are there out there now? Tatis is Mahomes.
Because you want to get to the market faster.
No. But right. But Tatis is Mahomes. You know, just because Tatis got that doesn't mean you are. That doesn't mean anything.
So you're going to tell Correa?
Got that don't mean you're getting that.
So Correa's not getting – look, Correa hasn't done what Tatis has done on a regular, everyday basis, but then Correa's also done it longer. Correa's a guy with legitimate injury issues.
Listen, Correa's
– How long do you give him a deal?
Correa's maxing out at $12 million on his arbitration. 27's the record, right, with bets. Yeah. Tatis would have broken that. So you're comparing apples and oranges.
Not
Tatis
really.
Finished fourth in MVP voting last year.
But Correa could ask for that. What are you going to do?
Correa's not going to. Then bye. Bye, okay. Felicia.
Okay, then he may go bye.
That's right.
Because his agents may say, hold on a second. Let's go with 10 years. They'll go cheap. 12 years, $20
million. $200 million, you mean? What do you mean?
No, 20 a year. And we just want 12 years.
You want 240?
Yeah.
No.
Yeah, of course not, because I'm not getting in the double-digit year game for nobody.
He's also not that player.
See, you wouldn't do that. They're making – listen, they're going to be paying him 24 a year.
That sounds great.
Tatis
tell me the deal it's worked out.
Tatis might have been making 27 in arbitration. Tatis may have been making 27 in arbitration his first year or second year. He's going to make 24 over the life of this thing. When this is said and done, Tatis is going to lose a boatload of money. Because there's already a $40 million player in Trout. Tatis has got that kind of potential.
He does have that kind of potential, but it's also guaranteed. So if anything happens to him, whether it's bad play, injury, back problem, the team is on the hook forever.
Yeah.
Forever and ever and ever.
And if,
it
and,
never goes away.
And if he plays up to his potential, the team made out like
if he's a,
bandits.
If he is a Hall of Famer, yes.
Yes.
They steal.
Yep. It's a steal.
It's a gamble. On both sides, it's not really a gamble for Tatis. Tatis basically says, I'm going to make over $300 million for this. He's already doing it at EA Sports. Have you seen that commercial where it's Tatis? He's already the face of that. Tatis is going to get what Carlos Correa wanted. For whatever reason, it's going to be Tatis who is going to get all the deals.
Yeah.
Tatis is going to get the deals. The blonde hair, everything. Tatis is going to get the deals. He's got over $300 million for his career locked up. Tatis wins.
Yeah.
Nothing can take that away.
He's on the cover.
He's not getting screwed.
Of MLB The Show 21.
The Show, yeah.
These deals, Lance pointed out, you said they'd never worked out. Why do the teams still do it? Now, the Angels did it again with Trout. He's under contract until 38 years old. Great player, we know. But they say, you know what? We've done the Pujols thing. It wasn't great at the end, but we're going to do this again.
It's night and day.
That's why I'm asking.
I don't compare those two guys.
No, you're talking about long-term deals of guys that were older.
I'm asking. That's why I'm asking the question.
With Alex Rodriguez, and it didn't work out, and that didn't work out with Pujols. This guy's 22.
Well, this is why I'm not siding one way or the other. I'm just asking because he said these never work out. Why do teams continue to do it? Bryce Harper got the same deal, long-term, a lot of money. If they've been proven not to work out, what's the argument to do them?
There is none.
Well,
there is no
let's
argument
see.
To do
let's
it.
Let's see if it works out for
time,
the team.
This is the first time somebody intentionally gave up their leverage of club control to make sure he stays healthy, to make sure he plays at the same level. It's the only mechanism in place that takes care of the team. It's the only mechanism. Everything else is guaranteed money for the player. The players have all the power. The players have all the contract power and financial power in baseball. this is the only mechanism that protects the team. And it's a pretty stringent one if you really go to the end, because club control lasts quite a long time. But once you get to guaranteed money, you get paid. Like, it is a fortune. And it's going to be, it's all guaranteed. No matter what you do, everything's guaranteed. So there's some give and take. The Padres gave up their end of it. They just said, we'll give up the one advantage we have, which is not having to pay this much for 4 years. We're giving that up.
Yeah.
We're giving it up.
945 ESPN 975 713-780-3776.
ESPN 975.
You are listening to The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 92.5.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
948 ESPN 97.5, 713-780-3776. Come and hang with us here. I just got some bad news, man. The pipes over at Wildcat busted.
Oh,
damn it. Damn.
My mother-in-law's did, too.
Did they? Man, I feel bad for everybody whose pipes busted, man. That is such a pain in the ass. I mean, so hard. All the stuff that you lose, all the furniture,
Yeah. We had I'm the only one there. There was a small leak under one of the faucets, so it didn't ruin anything. The carpet got wet, but it wasn't a pipe bust. I think just the weather affected something. I mean, but it wasn't like this major thing. But even that's like, it's cold. I don't want to do this. And then people are going to have to deal with that. The repairs, the losing things. I can't imagine. It's terrible.
Yeah. Man. That's awful. I feel for all of you out there that had pipes bust and you're dealing with that. In this cold, you're right. I mean, as cold as it is,
just
with that
miserable
cold water.
Everything, yeah.
Everything. We got one more day of this and that's it.
Hopefully, but for some, it's going to last longer if your pipes. Water it. We're still under boil. In case you miss it, we're still under a boil alert. You need to boil your water if you're going to use it. Is this something? Is this your people? Don't you have people in Florida?
What do you mean, my people?
Floridians.
Oh, okay.
Are you Florida, man?
Do you have Florida?
Yeah. I'm not. Probably more California, man.
It says you're Daytona born and bred on your thing.
No, it's Daytona born LBC bred is what it says.
Yeah, but you
also
were born.
That's what
Daytona.
I acknowledge that, but I was bred in Long Beach.
Well, I'm still going to put Florida on.
I'm sure you are.
So there's a little story, John. Mm-hmm. And it's kind of a feel-good story. Two women were caught trying to get second doses of COVID-19 vaccine by dressing up as grannies. The director of Florida Department of Health in Orange County said Thursday, The women came to the vaccine site wearing bonnets, gloves, and glasses, basically looking like the wolf that was trying to eat Dorothy. Bonnets, gloves, and glasses. Not
Little
Dorothy,
Red Riding Hood.
Little Red Riding Hood, not Dorothy. I'm just mixing up my little
fairy tales.
Kids are watching Once Upon a Time or whatever. Anyway, this grandma had bonnets, gloves, glasses, all the better to eat you with, in an attempt to receive their vaccines. Dr. Raul Pino said during a press conference, according to the sheriff's office, the women were 44 and 34. CNN reached out to the women for comment. Both women had valid vaccine cards from their first shot. They were denied their second shot while dressed up due to the issues with their ID cards. Health officials did not know how the women were able to get their first vaccine shots and whether they had dressed up then as well. The department has increased security around the site. This is the hottest commodity there is right now.
Well,
dressing up as grandmas, I respect that. First there was Soul Man, then there were white chicks, and now we have grannies.
Right.
Which are people altering their appearances to try to get something.
See, I thought when you said these are your people, it's because of the granny reference, but it's actually about Florida. You know, You read off their ages. What's the push for them to get these vaccines? So they're not in the at-risk age. I don't know if they have pre-existing conditions.
Well, they're in Florida.
Is it just
pre-existing
about
pre-existing conditions?
Yeah, I get that. But is it just about you want a party? So you want your vaccine so you can go out and do stuff? Is that what that's about?
I think that's a strong possibility. I would argue that if you live in Florida, you probably are less susceptible just based on all the Florida that's in your body. Like, you're probably pretty powerful with all that Florida in you.
All that Florida.
Well, they dressed up as grannies.
But that's not Dell's people.
No.
Because apparently, according to the president, Dell's people have a hard time getting on computers. And
who are my people?
African-Americans.
They have a hard time getting access to computers, yeah, or getting on them?
African-Americans have a hard time getting online. And so that they don't know how to get the vaccine.
Is it because they're living in poorer communities?
Just plug in the Ethernet.
I don't think he's talking about an African American who lives in League City, South Shore Harbor. I think he's talking about African Americans who may not have the same access that other people have.
Oh, I don't know.
I believe that's what he means.
No, he says African Americans are lagging behind because of that.
Some African Americans, unfortunately, disproportionately living in poor communities, you don't have the access to the same stuff that other people do. That's all. I live in a place where Wi-Fi is abundant. I'm not having the same issues. And also, I'm not searching for the vaccine because I don't hang around anybody.
How much did you lose power?
Not at all.
I knew it.
He hadn't said anything this whole time.
Yeah, I'm not going to rub it in.
You're just sitting there with your League City privilege. Just sitting there like, look at us.
Look, I'm not going to come on here when people are struggling and go, you know what happened to me?
You could have told us on the text string, though.
Why would I tell you that? I don't care.
You losers, I still have power. You could have taken why would a picture I rub, of you.
I'm not you.
Drinking a hot coffee.
That's
hot
John. Cocoa. John would do that. I'm not that person.
John does that.
I'm not
going to
rub it in and say I didn't lose power.
You losers putting on a green like this? Like, no, we're not putting at all.
Well, look, you think I should have been walking around in a t-shirt and shorts?
Yeah.
Oh, losers. No, I'm not going to do that.
What are you guys doing?
I'm used to that on the text.
I'm sure it's warm where you guys are, too.
Because that's what he does. I'm not doing that to people.
I'm sure it's warm where you guys are,
too. I'm not the text a-hole that he is.
You had power the whole time.
You had power the whole time.
Yeah, but I'm not going to come.
Jerk.
Why didn't he roll your power back?
A-hole.
I don't know why. But I'm not going to come over here and go,
What's
I know you guys.
What's League City?
I don't know the area. We don't have the issue, even through Hurricane Harvey. Never lost power. I'm not sure what that's
you
about.
You must live next to something that is.
There's no hospital.
It could be do you live next to a fire station or police station?
There is we don't live next to it, but there is a fire station, but it's not that close.
It might be on
the
same
grid,
or if you have someone in your neighborhood who has stuff that is considered life-threatening, but they live at home, your power gets turned on first. Because I had that during Hurricane, I don't know, Ike or whatever it was, and we had my strip of the street, we had power because somebody on our street was on was on equipment that had to have power to keep them basically alive. So I benefited from it.
I don't know. It just never went off. But yeah, I'm not coming on here to brag about not losing power.
Yeah,
that would be a jerk move.
I'm sure you did.
No,
Dana lives on.
To who? Who would I have bragged about that?
If Dana lives by you, how did you not have power? Don't you have to keep power on for college football coaches?
I don't think that's how it works. If Ted Cruz can lose power, Dana can lose power.
Speaking of which, Dana's pipes broke too.
Did they really?
Yep, for his pool pipes. I heard. Shot up second floor. He had icicles. It was horrible. Horrible. Across, literally, we had no power. Literally across the street had power.
Yeah, and that could be either grids or it can be, like I said, they also might have somebody there. My uncle, who grew up on a farm in Kansas and knows that farm life, he is a farmer. He was sending me stuff telling me what to do. I'm trying to find it here. Uncle Lloyd told me what I needed to be doing, and it was so long that I eventually just quit. I'm like, yeah, I can't do all this stuff. He's like, well, what you need to do is empty all your pipes, your toilets. You need to take a plastic sack, fill up your bathtub with water into the sack and blah, 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 and have two sacks of water. Then you need to – and he was like weatherproofing my house, and I was just like,
It just sounds like a lot of work.
I never understood the dripping faucet thing. Like, I did that. But my faucet won't – like, I went online. Your faucet, if you're doing it correctly, should drip maybe 5 times per minute.
What? No.
That's not what it said. That's not what it said. 5 to 10 times per minute.
I'm expecting FEMA to give me – to throw me a stack.
That's why
for
I didn't do
bill.
It. That's why I didn't do it, because there's no way I could set it up where it would go 5 to 10 times per minute.
For the water bill.
It was 50 times – a minute. I'm not. Water turns off. We'll see what happens.
Five, it's going to ice. Drip ice.
Yeah.
That's,
no
but
way.
That's what they said.
What can you do to keep
said.
Your pipes from bursting?
Like, wrap them, I guess.
I know, but well, you we, do outside.
Now, listen. I mean, it's amazing here. It used to get to 30 below, 20, 30 below. We would open up all the drawers, and I swear my mom would have a hair dryer.
Yeah.
Yeah, the they pipes. Said that, do that too. Yeah.
They
yeah.
said keep your drawer. Once you have heat, blast your house with heat.
Yeah.
Open the drawers so it warms that up.
Yep, yep.
And
yep.
I'm like, how does this not happen in Chicago? How is, you know, when everyone said, oh, this is all the wind is making this happen. This is all this. This is all this. And then people, of course, are political about how they're doing it. I'm just like, listen, Chicago, North Dakota, Minnesota, they don't shut down when it gets 17 degrees.
No.
They're not shutting down. They have sources of energy, too. Like, it's got to be winterized first and foremost.
Well, if everybody would have kept their electricity, it'd be a lot different story.
What do you mean?
Because you could heat the house.
Well, yeah.
And then which would, in fact, you could heat your pipes.
Oh, I see what you're saying. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, you still, outdoors, you still have to wrap your pipes.
The losing electricity caused yeah. a lot of this.
Did you see that Texarkana Street that you had? Texarkana, Texas, Texarkana, Arkansas. I hope it's not fake, but they showed, like, this side of the street is Arkansas, Texarkana. This side of the street is Texas, Texarkana. The Arkansas side was completely paved, no snow on the street. The Texas side, snow on the street. Like, because, you know, Arkansas is not going to go over there and pave Texas. That's just not how state boundaries work. That's how unprepared, I guess, we were that Arkansas was like, you know what? Bad weather could be coming. Let's pave the streets.
I don't, and y'all can save any tweets to me. To act like somebody's head needs to roll, either the way that we're set up with not having a national grid or not winterizing product, not the way that we buy energy and store it in advance and try to make guesses based on our analytics. Listen, this way sucks booty ass. Whoever made this booty ass decision to make this booty ass way of having electricity and like, well, we had severe spikes, an unprecedented amount, then you need to start preparing for unprecedented, okay? Unprecedented needs, I don't know if you paid attention to the last 5 years, it's all been unprecedented. So you need to get your punk-ass, nonsensical decision-making, whoever's doing this, and start preparing for unprecedented. Because I'm tired of just like, oh, we've never seen, well, it's a 50-year flood. And like four of them in a row.
Well, but aren't we tired of 100-year everything?
That's a 100-year storm.
100-year hurricane.
Shut up.
100-year cold. 100-year pandemic.
Yeah.
I'm tired of 100-year.
We've been 100-year in the hell out of this.
Hey, this happened just last year. I'd love that.
Or we can say, you know, in Wisconsin, this kind of stuff happens almost every day during this time. They've been prepared.
Man,
I get
it. This sucks. You got to shovel snow like. But y'all don't have power, right? Oh,
no, we do.
Yeah, we always have power. Why would we not have? Unless a limb falls off a tree and knocks down a power line, why would we not? Generator Supercenter is going to make so much money.
Why aren't they?
I have so many people reaching out. Do you have the number for Generator Supercenter?
So I tell you to buy it beforehand.
I don't even have power.
So what did you say again? Sucks booty what?
Booty hole.
No. I think you said booty ass.
Yeah. I hadn't said that one. True story.
Oh, by
here?
The way, Marty loves me, not you.
That's fine.
Oh,
I'm not.
Yeah. John was putting some extra stuff on.
I'm sure he was salting.
He was salting the field for me.
No, I'm sure.
She thinks you are. Your name is Del, short for Deville. Yep.
Well, John told her that.
Yeah, I don't think she came up out on her own.
Was how she was misdoing your name. But then,
no.
John said, "What about Deville?"
And
then
Wendy
gave her some
it.
Shoes, and she immediately put these
Satan
shoes on.
Satan shortened it. He's Del, brought his son, Del.
Do you think
it's really?
Do you think that's
Deville.
Do you think that's a healthy thing for you to do?
Del brought the devil brought his son.
His son.
Son of Satan.
So
our producer coming up next. Son of Satan and Nick Sharara will be
So the devil's name is Devil.
Yeah.
He named me as his son.
Delville.
Delville. Or Del. Just Del.
No, just Del. How's shortened it? But the VI, you're his sixth son.
I don't know how that works. Turn your mic back. Why do you keep turning your mic off?
What's your when Seinfeld, like, what's your dentist's name? When he tried to pretend he was a dentist? Crentist. You have a dentist named Crentist?
All right, 10:02 ESPN. We're behind again. Thanks. Beat it, Lance.
Bench.
You're listening to ESPN 97.5.
We're taking a break.
Okay. That's cool.